This is Tea Talk. Welcome to the programme. This week, David and I speak to John Dallet and Jim Alistair on the issue of Scottish independence.
Okay, joining us now is Jim Alistair, MLA of the TUV. Jim, what difference do you think Scottish independence would make to Northern Ireland?
Well, obviously it would make a difference to the integrity of the United Kingdom, of which we are a part, and therefore it would be detrimental for the whole United Kingdom. I believe also hugely detrimental for Scotland. Because, like Northern Ireland, we draw much of our strength from the fact that we are part of a greater whole, and therefore, whereas it's a matter ultimately for the Scottish people, I very much hope that they will not be so foolish as to vote themselves up the cul-de-sac of independence. If they did, well, the United Kingdom continues between England, Wales and Northern Ireland, but it's so much the stronger with Scotland and the better for it, so I trust it won't happen.
Do you think the intervention of unionist politicians here is helping the pro-union cause?
Well, I think one has to be careful certainly I know that we all sometimes resent the intervention of outsiders, as they might be perceived from one perception, in an internal debate. And whereas, of course, we have the status of very interested bystanders, I think we have to be careful that we're not telling the Scottish people a message that goes along the lines of, well, we know best, we know what's best for you. They must make up their mind, but I think they need to be reassured that the rest of the people in the United Kingdom, whatever part of it, very much want them to stay. So I think it's a question of doing that in a balanced and sensitive way.
Will you or your party be actively campaigning on the issue, or...?
I suspect as we get closer, there may be invitations to which we will certainly consider. But, you know, we're talking something which seems to be 2 years away. And it's too early to say just what shape that campaign will take. But fundamentally, this is a matter for the people of Scotland.
Alex Salmond is quite a strong figurehead for the nationalist movement. Do you think the unionism can provide someone to rival him?
Well, I'm not so sure it's about personalities. I think it's more about the strength of the message. And I think, however strong personality Mr. Salmond is, he has a very weak message. Because the suggestion that Scotland should go independent, part of it, you know, find all its own finances, would it be in or outside the euro? Would it want to take the kamikaze step of joining the euro? Would it be accepted in the euro? What currency would it have? Indeed, would it be in the EU at all? Because it looks as if it might have to make a fresh application. So there's so many unanswered questions that are posed for Mr. Salmond that I think the more people delve into the subject, the more they discover that independence is a road to nowhere, and that they should stay where they are and strengthen the union and make the best of it. And of course, if Mr. Salmond tries and fails, as I sincerely hope he does, he then substantially weakens the case for independence, because then it's a dead duck issue and the union is the stronger of it, provided of course that the British government aren't so foolish after a failed referendum to turn around and give them devo max and more powers, which reignites the appetite for further separation from Westminster.
Do you think devolution max should be on a second question on the ballot?
No, I don't. I think that it should be a straightforward matter. Do you or do you not wish to remain part of the United Kingdom? I don't think it should be blurred or there should be any let off clauses. I think people should be made to choose pure and simple one way or to the other.
Okay, Jim Alistair, thanks very much.
Thank you.
I asked John Dallet, SDLP MLA, if he thinks becoming independent is within Scotland's best interests.
Since time immemorial, Scotland's had its own identity, its own language, its own way of life, and there's absolutely no good reason why it wouldn't want to be independent. That doesn't mean to say, of course, it couldn't have good relationships with England and with the rest of Europe. We're in a different situation now. We're post-nationalism, if you like, although that's a dangerous term to use in Northern Ireland. But yes, the answer to that is absolutely.
Do you not think being part of the United Kingdom works, though?
Well, you know, if you put the microscope on the United Kingdom, you'll find there's very diverse people in different parts of it. For example, if you were to go down to Cornwall, Devon, and so on, you'll find there's different people there who may well be more aligned with their friends in France. So, you know, we have to look at the world in a different way and encourage people to have their own sense of identity and their own sense of place. And what's effectively the British Isles at the moment is something that was brought about by power and by violence and by coercion, and let's have something now that's more natural.
Do you think that if Scotland were to become independent, it would bring United Ireland any closer?
Well, of course, it's inevitable that the issue of United Ireland will come up time and time again. And, you know, while we're in a honeymoon period at the moment, it would be rather foolish to believe that the issue of a United Ireland won't raise its head again. Of course it will. And certainly if you're living down around Fermanagh or Monaghan Cabin, that area, there's no reason why this silly line on the map needs to exist. People should confront and face their differences and make the best of them. And you don't need this line on the map.
Do you think unionists here are helping or hindering the pro-union cause?
I think they probably are not doing it any service. I think that Carson did the unionists an awful disservice at the time of partition. And, you know, there's a lot of Protestants in the Republic of Ireland still. In fact, the Protestant population around Dublin is growing. And the unionists of the north would be far better to throw their lot in with the rest of the island and let us develop as one nation, and let's reflect on our history. I mean, the Irish language wouldn't have survived if it had not been for the Protestant community. It's things like that I don't think we fully appreciate, because our sense of history has been rather vague and ignorant and selective, depending on what schools it's taught in.
And what do you think of UUP leader Tom Elliott's comments, in which he said that the SNP were a bigger threat to the union than the IRA?
Tom personally is nice, he's a gentleman, he's from Fermanagh, you know, but he's in the old-fashioned mode, and he doesn't really relate to, I think, the real world. The SNP have their own job to do, and they're doing it remarkably well, and we certainly will, you know, be responsible for our own affairs. I don't think in any way that the SNP is going to influence overtly or out of sync what happens here, not at all.
Alex Salmond talked about Scotland being part of an arc of prosperity with Iceland and Ireland. Do you think that if they were to go independent that possibly they might become bust or go bust as well?
I don't think so, not at all. I mean, that's just a notion. I think our whole perception of what happened in Iceland is gravely misunderstood. You know, we are what we are, and it's not because of some financial or institution. We're not, hopefully not controlled by that. You know, we were told that for many, many years here in the north, the blue skies of Ulster and the grey skies of the Republic. And then the only sole argument was, well, if you stay in here, you'll be subsidised by Britain. That's gone now. The subsidies are drying up. And I think it's unfortunate that the world global bust came in terms of finance, because the Republic of Ireland was demonstrating very clearly that they couldn't make it alone. How much more powerful would North and South be if they were working together?
And finally, John, can you see it happening?
You know, when I was a young person, probably your age, I saw it happening within my lifetime, regrettably and sadly, because of the actions of those who decided violence was the way forward. That hadn't happened. But nothing would content me more than if it happened within my lifetime. But it will happen, and I'm sure it will happen within your life.
That's it for this week. If you'd like to get in touch with us, it's facebook.com/newsjunkieni or tweet @newsjunkieni.